Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that's right. That Kevin Pollack. But hey, listen, what's that? Well, when I said yes to the film Juana Man, Will Smith was attached to play the lead, okay? Please, though, try to stay with me here. Throughout my career, I've been fortunate to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person transforms or creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear stems and seeds, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example? Sure, if you're going to be like that, let's see. The role of Columbo was originally offered to Bing Crosby. And I don't think the show would have been as magical if the lieutenant said, "Oh boy, I hate to bother you, but can I ask you one last question, Beatrice?" I digress. The point, folks, is that an idea hit me square in the old box of rocks. What if I brought together the right creative people? Forced them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, and maybe some of yours from emails you sent in. But damn it, I would then put together a podcast that featured this seemingly magical process, and I could call it Alchemy on My Shoulders Makes Me Happy. Well, after a month of tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Vanessa Raglan. Vanessa, what time is the best time?
Nighttime.
You got it right. Next up is Joey Guacamole, better known as Joey Greer. Joe, what day's best?
For
loving.
All right. Oh, whenever.
Sure. And how about it, James Heaney? What's Easter mean to your son?
Oh, God, I just can't believe you said my name without any other attachment. Easter to my son?
Yeah.
It means he was born. I don't have a son.
What do you yes and me?
Wait, okay, I have kids. I got lots of kids, and I love the kids.
Look out. It's Mr. Chris Alvarado. Chris, where do you get off? Thank you. Last but mud in your drawers, if you think least, Mr. Craig Kakowski. Craig, tell the folks where you schooled.
Down the old schoolyard with me and Julio.
That's correct. All right, let's get to our first scene. This scene is home for the Easter holiday. A widower, two adult children, 35 to 40, somewhere in there. One of their younger second wives, and one teenage grandchild, whose favorite TV show sitcom is a show called The Hell You Say.
Okay, everyone, who wants to cut the Easter ham?
Dad.
Tradition we always have.
Sit down, Ew. Dad, sit down.
Huh?
Sit, have a seat.
I stand at Easter. It's a tradition.
All right.
We all stand. Oh, it's a standing table. All
right. Oh, I don't want to even be here.
I'm not his real mom, so I don't feel like I should say anything.
Sweetheart.
It's never too late to discipline this kid.
Sweetheart, I'm telling you, he can call you mom.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I don't want to call her mom either. She doesn't like it, and I don't like her.
All right, well, Steve, I'm your dad, right?
Yeah, of course.
So just listen to me, and listen to your grandpa.
Steve, you want to cut the Easter ham?
Well, that seems extreme, Dad.
I mean, yeah, sure. Give me that knife.
Okay, now watch it. It's a very sharp knife.
I'm not an idiot, Grandpa. Watch out, Ma.
Just had it sharpened at the farmer's market Ma. Last week.
That was nice. That was nice, Steve.
Thank you.
Deborah?
I disagree. I think it ages me. I don't think that's who I am. That's not how I see myself. And I think it's weird to impose this on us. This is very new.
Okay. That's true. I love you, baby.
I love you too.
Thank you.
We're getting
Dad,
to know each other.
I love you.
Yeah. And, you know how... You know where I stand on that.
I know, Pops. Kyle, welcome to the family, I guess. I mean...
What's up?
Can you just take your earphones off the table, dude?
Yeah. What's up? We doing ham, Pops?
Yeah. Kyle, I'm Shelly. We met briefly at the wedding, but
yes,
it's great
did.
To see
yes,
you
we
again.
Yes, we did.
You killed it on the dance floor.
Oh, my God, so did you.
I wish your brother could move like you.
Yeah. Deborah, I wish you didn't use your name Shelly. To my younger brother,
because
I know Shelly is oops, like your party
oops,
name.
Oops. Shelly's out, meow.
Okay.
She has a party name? Is that something people are
well,
doing
no,
now?
No, Dad, when she has a couple of white zins in her, then all of a sudden she's...
Shelly comes out.
I like
Queen
Shelly.
Queen of the sea.
Wish I had a party name.
Kyle. I could give you one. How about Rock?
All right, Steve Rock. This is a big tradition here in our family. Okay, the first cut always. Well, Mom used to do the first cut, and
yeah, cut. God rest her soul.
So it's okay.
We never got a pre-cut ham. We never once got a pre-cut ham. We cut the ham here at the table.
So the fact that Grandpa wants you to do it is a big deal.
I know it's a big deal. I'm trying, okay? Hey, if you want me to do it while I'm crying, I could cut somebody. I could mess it up.
I'm not fighting with you. Watch your
that
mom.
Is like not what my son would be like.
He's just swinging that knife around.
Kyle, I wonder where he got that from.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe the one person that used to throw knives in the basement.
Oh, my God.
I told him that was adult zone. He came down when he wanted to.
Did you
That's bad parenting.
Knives?
Yeah,
so bad.
Well, I used to sharpen and make my own knives.
All right, saw anyone could throw a knife like your brother.
All right, buddy.
Never saw anyone who could throw a knife like your brother. I'm proud of you.
Dad,
I love you too.
And I just want to say for the record, here at Easter, I'm so sorry about the dead mom and your dead wife.
Deborah. Dad, have a seat. Dad.
Okay.
I'll say the words Mom used to say.
Creepy.
We're all here.
Do it in her voice.
We're all here.
Oh, it's music to my ears.
Because the Lord wanted it this way, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Deborah, Kyle.
Yeah.
He was squeezing my hand, sorry.
Kyle, will you bring it home the way Mom used to?
And it's all about family. Family.
You sound just like her.
I love you, Pops.
All right, bud.
Come love on, you
Steve.
Too. All love right. you too, Kyle.
Love
you
so much. Everybody, guys, watch Kyle.
I mean, okay, here it is. It's simple. It's just you cut right here. Oh.
Good job.
Okay, you're mangling it.
I'm not mangling it. It's
Stevie doing
it. You should be able to get a good piece of ham out of that.
Kyle, just cut it, Kyle.
I'm not going to eat that.
I'm cutting it.
It's a just, sharp knife.
It's Kyle. Well, the ham is tough. I'm trying.
What is going on?
It's not a tough ham.
It's okay. I penetrated.
Kyle, cut the
Don't
ham.
Don't say penetrate like that.
I mean, I did. I penetrated the skin.
Jeez.
The Kyle. Knife is stuck in there. Hold on.
Here, just let me help you out. Let me.
Ow!
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Dad, stop it.
I told you it was sharp.
Oh, wait. Shelly, come with me to the kitchen.
Okay, I'll be right back. Oh, yeah. I'm Deborah.
Hey. Hi.
I'm so.
Just throwing some knives.
You're so good at that.
It's whatever. It's just a thing I do.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. What'd you give up for Lent?
Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I like that.
What about you?
I don't give up shit. I take on more stuff.
Wow. Well, I just want you to know right now. Hey, look at me.
Holy
that
shit.
Can never happen again.
All right. I guess we can do something else then.
Oh, well, put some pressure on it. You're bleeding all over the goddamn place.
Dad, I'm trying to tell you something. I've been going through your accounts.
Uh-huh.
You're spending money like crazy. I give you a monthly allowance and you blow it. What are you blowing?
I don't want a monthly allowance anymore.
What do you mean? How else are you going to get money?
Well, what's the point of money if others to spend it? You know, I'm not going to be around for much longer. Yeah, you want your inheritance.
Whoa,
is that
what
it?
What happened no. while we were in the kitchen?
Whoa.
I'm not eating this ham. There's blood all over it.
It's your same blood. It's your blood. We have the same blood.
I don't care. I don't
it's
eat
It's
Jesus'
blood. Blood is what it is.
It's my oh. blood, Dad.
But, I love you, Dad.
You know, it's I love you too.
Okay, why do I feel like the bad guy here today? Deborah, this morning when we woke up, you looked more beautiful than ever.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Ditto.
And I was... You also looked more beautiful than ever?
No, I thought she looked more beautiful.
You weren't there when we woke up.
All right.
This is
it
what I'm
sweet.
Saying.
It was sweet. He was just trying to be sweet. Stop being so hard on your brother, babe.
Okay. I'm doing a lot here, okay?
All right.
And my finger's still bleeding. You guys went to the kitchen and brought me nothing.
I just feel like... Oh, shit, let's go back.
I'll just use my shirt.
Wait, no, baby.
Come.
Shelly, come with me to the kitchen. We'll get another shirt. Another shirt in the kitchen.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get another shirt in the kitchen. So we can never kiss again.
I don't want to kiss again.
I don't want to either.
That's something I will give up.
Kissing?
Yeah.
That fork is... Stuck in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I want you to take that fork out and I want you to stab it right above my knee.
What are you looking at on that goddamn phone, kid?
I'm watching YouTube videos.
YouTube videos?
Yeah, I'm watching my favorite clips from my show.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, it's a bunch of kids that treat their adults that are around them real rude like they should be.
This is the kid you're raising?
I don't know, Dad. Okay, I give him
you
a
don't
phone.
Know
I never
that
brought you up like this.
Dad, what are you spending $1,600 a month on?
Entertainment.
Entertainment? A movie is $9 with your discount.
I don't always get the discount. That's ageist.
Look, all right. Yes.
Look, I go to a strip club sometimes.
Okay, that's
fine. I miss
fine.
Your mom.
That's fine.
I miss your mom.
All right, Dad.
All right. I hurt Kyle really bad.
What?
I hurt Kyle really bad.
Okay, let me see.
Who did that, Deborah or Shelly?
Shelly. That was a Shelly thing.
Kyle, I might want to let you bleed out, to be honest.
Oh, babe, no.
Let it happen. It's my time. Pops.
It's not your time.
Pops, I love you.
Oh, Jesus, take me instead.
Pops, I love
Jesus, take me. Don't take this beautiful boy.
Take Steve. Boy. Take
Steve. Wait, what? I'm 13. Pops. Mom, why would you?
I'm not your mom.
Dad, why did you marry her? She doesn't even love either of us. She clearly...
Look at how goddamn pretty she is.
My God, thank you.
She's so pretty, Steve.
And I'm a dentist.
And she's a dentist.
So...
I know, I have pretty messed up teeth, Dad, but I don't care. Like, I don't need them to get fixed.
Kyle?
Yeah.
You gonna make it?
I don't know, it hit my knee. I think I'm gonna bleed out. All my blood's in my knee right now, and it's coming out my knee.
You know what? I say we use this as an opportunity. Put your knee over the ham. Everyone cut themselves. We're all gonna add to the blood ham.
Let's make this blood ham.
Let's go, here we go.
This is the only way to handle this, yep.
All right, here we go. Oh, okay. Baby, cut
yeah,
yourself.
Babe. Oh, okay.
Cut yourself.
Ouch, I did it.
Good. Dad?
Whoa, big one.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh,
Steve?
Okay. Oh!
Good.
I just want to say, Shelly, I've loved you since the first day I met you.
Kyle, I just want to say that it wasn't love that I was feeling, but we had this weird chemistry, and
yeah.
I liked following it where it went, but not having to come home to it, you
right,
know?
Right.
Because you're too reckless to live.
All right,
it,
here's
God,
what I'm willing to do. Here's what I'm willing to do. Kyle, you can have Shelly as long as I can have my Deborah.
Deal.
Dad?
Deal.
Stop spending so much money.
All right. I feel like our family's never been closer than this.
And God, take Steve.
Everybody, let's take one bite of this ham, pass it around.
And as the Rogersons bled out over the beautiful ham, it would only be another week before young Steve was cast in the long-running, popular sitcom The Hell You Say. He joined that sitcom in season 11. We now take you to the table read of the first episode of season 11 of The Hell You Say.
All right, guys, is everybody ready? We don't have a lot of time today. We
I
started
have,
late already because nobody seems to be able to get here on time.
I have 77,000 Instagram followers now, so yeah, I'd say I'm ready.
That's not that much.
I'd say I'm ready.
We're ready.
Blake.
We are ready. I'm ready to pretend I'm 13 again.
Where are we reading from? Are we going from the...
We're going to take it from the top because you guys have got to get the first part recorded, okay?
Can
now,
you not
this is
have
rehearsal.
The attitude?
I am stressing out because I am nearly going to lose my job because I'm working with a bunch of middle-aged teenagers.
I wish I could lose my job.
Oh, you might.
77,000.
I dare you.
Be careful how hard you wish, bitch. Okay.
Oh my God, did you hear that?
Yeah, we don't give a shit.
We don't give a shit.
Okay.
Yeah, if you were 13, I'd feel bad, but you're old enough to hear that kind of language. Now just sit down, pull out your scripts.
I need water.
Fine.
I'd like a juice box.
A juice box.
It gets me in my character.
All right, I'll be right back. When I come back in here, you guys better be ready to work.
We
I'm sick
will
of this
be.
Bullshit.
Stop cussing.
Jesus Christ.
Blake, you have 148,000 Instagram followers?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
It's not even my account. It's like Hell You Say Brazilian. They just flood them in.
There's no way you're more popular than that. Popular pop.
Jesus. Like, you
can't even
stumbling
talk.
Over,
this
can't
is
even
why
popular.
Our shooting days run forever. Because of shit like this. You can't even
together.
Say your own words, much less the shit they're telling us to
I
say.
I had an adult lisp until this show. Okay? I'm working on my diction. Because diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth.
We've been supportive of it, man.
Yeah.
We've been completely supportive. All right? You make it as if we don't Like your lisp. We don't care, man.
Don't
it just
care.
Affects the job. That's what we care about.
And here's a water, here's a juice box, and here's a Miller High Life.
It was lot of energy you're coming in with.
I am sorry. I'm trying to calm down, but I just feel like I'm babysitting.
Are you,
can we get
did,
started?
Oh.
Did you change shirts?
You did change shirts.
What's up with that?
I spilled on my shirt.
Is that a lady shirt?
It's a woman's
shirt.
That's
only
one of my shirts.
What the hell?
You can't take stuff from the rack.
You can't wear Claire's stuff.
Listen, thank you.
Nobody's wearing that rack clothes. This is from a previous. Oh, hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yeah, hey, it's Tim. I just want to give you a heads up that Craig, the network guy, is coming by pretty soon.
Oh, no, this isn't a good day for
no,
this.
No, I mean, he's running late, but he's going
to
be there.
No, tell him to turn around. This
There's
is
nothing
not...
I can do. It's done.
Okay, thanks. All right.
The ruching on that blouse does not work for you.
Listen, it's working for me.
You look
the fact
so
that...
wide.
Julio, can we just go?
Okay, listen. Somebody's coming in here, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Okay?
You always are. You always are.
Craig's coming in. He's the network head.
We know
okay?
who Craig
we know
is.
Oh.
And let me tell you.
11 seasons, we know who Craig is.
Thank he doesn't you. Come in here because things are working good, okay?
Are we reading the script or not?
Julio, will you do the stage directions?
Of course I will.
Okay, let's do this then.
And do the laughs, too.
We can't do it without the laughs, Julio.
I mean,
diction is done with the tip
fine,
of the tongue.
I'll do the laughs.
Ah.
Diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth.
Go.
Exterior, house, day, inside.
What was that? What was the stage
exterior,
direction?
Day, inside.
Wait, why is it exterior?
If it's inside, Julio.
It's a jump cut, idiot. It's exterior, then we cut to interior.
Just tell
day.
Us. Just tell us where we are.
Oh my God, my pet sitter just canceled.
What?
Oh my God.
I am hey guys, so sorry I'm late.
Oh,
hey. So hey guys. Hey.
Wait, up top.
Hey, how's it going, pal?
Hey, yeah, handsome. Good to see ya. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Craig from Network.
No, I know. I thought you were gonna be late.
I thought it was. Am
that?
I not late?
This
am I not late? I'm going to leave and come back.
I mean, this is LA. This is not as late as
Craig,
I would have
stay,
liked.
Craig,
what
stay.
I want to no, know no. is why Craig's not on the show. You are so funny.
Oh, come
Craig.
On. Come on. Hold on. No, no, my acting days are behind me. No, no.
Craig. I saw the show you did.
how did you saw, how did you find that? How did
it's
you find
on Netflix
that?
Now.
Oh no!
I searched.
Everything's out there somewhere.
Yeah, I know,
okay.
Hey, Craig, real quick, can I get a selfie with you, real quick?
Absolutely.
Awesome. You don't have to say yes, Craig.
Nice.
Nice numbers on social. Got to get those numbers up though.
No, I know. I'm working on that.
Try to get those numbers up.
I'm working
because it's really important. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
There's a girl on Instagram with 2.3 million. If you guys, could get her on. Mm. She's got 2.3 million followers. She takes selfies with her parrot.
Oh, yeah, very artistic.
Every day.
Choice.
She's very hot, big tits, very funny.
Cool.
I don't know. Can,
that'd be great, yeah.
I don't know if she can be worked in to this episode.
She sounds like a valuable person. So.
This episode, the script is right here. There's not really an extra
okay.
character.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, there's probably something we can throw her.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Let's see what kind of high jokes we're doing this time.
Pick it up where you were. Pick it up where you were.
Okay, well, lucky for you, we're just at the beginning.
Great.
Exterior day. Interior.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to... Sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
It just strikes my ear as weird.
Yeah, we know, Craig.
Exterior, interior. Could we go interior, exterior?
I like that.
That's fun.
Okay.
Let's just... I'm going to scratch this out. Okay. So just interior?
You're
is that what
sweating
you
through the silk.
I'm not sweating. This isn't...
Julio, just print off some new ones without exterior in there. Okay? Can you just do that real quick?
Thank you.
All right. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Craig, dude, I just want to say I love your sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
I love your sunglasses.
Oh, thanks.
Craig, I just wanted to... No, please. Just 1 second.
Nope, one at a time.
I know
time.
We've
all
been talking about me doing a spinoff, something more adult, and the script I gave you was in... I thought it was in great shape, and I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on this. Or...
The script you gave me?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give it to me?
I did, yeah.
Or did you give it to Anita?
I gave it to you.
Okay.
I gave it to you a
month
ago.
Give it to Anita next time because it gets to me faster.
Well, you said you were excited about it, right? Remember?
I did. I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited about the idea of a spinoff.
Do something more mature, you know?
If you go through Anita, it gets to me faster than if you give it to me directly.
Mm-hmm. Craig.
Note taken.
Sorry to pull you away.
No,
Okay, I'm having some trouble with the character as of now. You're making him smaller. And I just feel as though performance-wise, I'm not being able to give everything I want to give.
You're upset with the plot point of you being shrunk?
Yes.
To 6 inches?
Yes.
Okay.
I just feel as though it literally it's harder to see me, you know?
Well, I mean, we're still going to do close-ups of your shrunk character, mm-hmm. and there's going to be, you know, there's going to be like a giant you interacting with a giant cat.
I'm so sorry.
All right, here it is.
Why
funny.
Are you wearing
episode
a dress?
One.
What is that Claire's?
This is the same thing
that
I was wearing
dress.
Before. It was the dress. I just unfolded it. It's listen. This is the first episode of season 11. These are still hot. I'm going to pass it around.
Ouch.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
I mean,
those are hot. You need to warn people next time.
I mean,
time.
It's a script printer. It gets hot. That's ink toner. I don't know what to tell
are
you.
Are you mad at us, Julio?
Mad at you? No, do I
all
look
day
mad?
You've been, yeah.
Julio, your calves are nice.
Thanks. Thanks.
Hey, Craig, watch this. Watch this. The hell you say? Watch. I'm like, the hell you say?
Are you supposed to be doing me right now?
Yeah, I'm just doing what you do.
I'll do Claire too.
The hell you say?
After all these years, you guys are still finding new inflections. It's incredible.
We should really just start up. I've reprinted this script. Okay,
I'm gonna let my script cool.
Ouch! That is hot.
Just leave it.
You need to let people know about that, Julio.
It's sort of my show. I mean, it's your show, but it's also
Our show.
Right? Okay.
Everybody's show.
Can my character
say America's show?
Can I say the word grilled cheese right now? I don't want to say grilled cheese anymore. It's demeaning. It makes me feel weird. I don't like it. I don't have a speech impediment with other words. So
In real life. When you say grilled cheese, our ratings go up in that moment.
Yeah, you have me saying it a lot, so I figured it had something to do with ratings. But I mean, I want to do drama.
The hell you say?
That's
or can we,
that
can we start
we can
the read?
Get started.
Yeah,
we can
let's
start
the
read. Your future in adult films after we're done reading through this script.
Did
so
you
it starts
hear
interior.
Julio.
Interior day.
What interior?
It's the only house that we start on all of our episode. It's interior day at the house. The
Don't
house.
Treat him
well,
like
Julio,
he's
can
an
you
idiot.
Print these off with the house?
I mean, we.
All right, I'm gonna start reading.
All right,
don't read my lines.
I'm not gonna read your lines. I have the first line of the act. All right,
I noticed.
Yeah, I guess I'm hot. Give me some water.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm gonna throw this out there, Julio. how married to the house are we? Because Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
We've been wanting to do a tie-in with them for a while. They're about to open the Star Wars land.
Okay.
You know, Star Wars, very big right now, very hot.
It wouldn't make sense.
If there were Ewoks or Jawas, I'm not sure. I don't know the whole, you know, terms.
Can I just point us back to season 9 where you tried the Knott's Berry Farm tie-in and it was a disaster? I think we have to stay in the house if we're doing this.
Thank you.
But the Star Wars might be able to make me normal size again.
There
might be some
say?
Kind of crystal.
That's right, because there are like smaller creatures within the. So I think it's justified.
I just feel like 11 years at this house, they've grown up together here, and like was stated, the Knott's Berry Farm episode was atrocious. People thought it was a joke. They thought maybe somebody was doing a parody spinoff of our show.
Wow, Craig, I'm sorry that they're talking to you this way. I love that idea, and like, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Frankly, you know what I mean.
Jesus, so. James. I mean, the entire series has taken place in a Midwest town.
I just want to put out there, I have deferred from Juilliard 4 times. That's as many as I'm allowed to do.
I don't think you're allowed to get in now. You're a little too old.
No. All right, here's what we're going to do, okay?
That's not how college works.
We're going to work the script afterwards. We're just going to restart it from the top. Interior.
I won't interrupt anymore.
Disneyland.
Okay. Yes.
Same
interior
lines.
Interior day Disneyland.
Same lines.
Same lines.
Go with the same lines. We'll figure the rest out in post.
Okay. I'm going to switch up my first line again because.
Make it Disney oriented? Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hot at the teacups. I'll take some water.
Sorry. All I brought was grilled cheese.
Well,
I'm getting your crumbs down here.
Little guy. We didn't even have to pay full price for him.
I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore, guys.
The hell
I
you say?
I can't do this anymore.
I think just stick to the script.
No, this is it. I quit. You?
Okay.
You three have ruined my life. I was an artist. I wanted to do theater.
Why did you write this then?
I was only writing for ratings. And then this asshole. Come here. You. You kicking my
shoe! You're ripping the dress!
Oh, you're hurting me.
Let him go.
You're hurting me.
My dress!
Oh, this script is hot.
Julio!
And you're gonna eat every last page of it.
the drama teacher, Vanessa, and several students who went on to star in The Hell You Say, have gathered for tryouts of this new David Mamet play.
Calling all thespians.
Present.
Thespians do it on the stage. Uh-oh. Big day. I'm sure we've all got the jitters. Let's shake it out.
Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out.
Remember, leave your baggage at the door. Okay, this is a safe space. We're going to try some really exciting stuff today. I want us to be supportive. I want us to be grounded, okay? I want this class to matter so much to you that you go home and you write the principal a letter demanding that I be recognized in a more thorough way by the school board, and that my role is expanded just as you are expanding in your own role.
We love you, Juliana.
Oh, my God. You're the best. I love you. We're going to work on that. The lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue.
The lips, the teeth.
The lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue.
Okay.
Star people.
The lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue.
You don't have to do those.
Oh, no. What am I, Matt?
Hey, Blake, have you heard of this thing called Instagram?
Okay, we're going to start our auditions. I would like to remind you of the process. Each of you is going to present something you've chosen yourself, but you're going to do it curveball in the style of one, a David Mamet.
But Juliana, I've prepared the stage manager role from Thornton Wilder's Our Town.
I'll make an exception.
Okay.
And I'm doing Mike from Bogosian's Suburbia.
Wow. Well, who's up first?
I think Blake.
I'm going to be doing Gary Oldman from The Fifth Element.
Let's all give him our support. We support you, Blake.
We support you,
Blake. We support you, Blake.
Clap him in. Enough. Let him go. Let him start.
Emmanuel Zorg. Thank you.
Wow, short monologue.
Mm, is that allowed?
Wow.
I've got like 10 pages.
Had economy of language. Well played, Blake.
Wow.
That's going to be a hard one to top. Hard one to top.
Is this a competition?
I don't know what you said.
Thank you.
Up next.
This place is called Grover's Corners.
Let's all support Damon.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We support you, Damon.
This place is called Grover's Corners. And over there, well, that's Doc Gibbs's house. Oh, and here comes Howie Newsom delivering the morning paper. I don't know how to make it more mammoty.
Yeah, I was going to cut you off. I'm glad you cut yourself off. I didn't see Howie. Did anyone see Howie?
Mm-mm. Well, he's not in the scene. I'm just referring to him.
Well, I didn't see him. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what we talked about? Feel your pelvis. You feel that?
I have a lot of fat there.
Oh, stop it. You're going to grow out of that. You're going to shoot up like a string bean one of these days. Well, you're big, but you could be big and tall someday, huh?
Okay.
So, Desmond, no part for you, okay?
What?
We're not going to give you a part in this one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's okay.
I need to go outside for a little bit.
No, you're going to stay in here.
I need to go outside.
You're going to stay in here. You're going to calm down. You're going to calm down.
Let go of me, you sons of bitches.
We now take you to a sit down between the drama teacher and Desmond's parents who have been gathered to talk about the incident.
You can sit on the pillows. It's fun.
I prefer to stand.
Baby, just sit.
I prefer to stand. I'm a meat man. That's what I do.
I want to start off by saying we fully respect you in your process.
Thank you. If you could echo that sentiment to the principal, it'd be really helpful.
Well, no, but you put hands on our son.
Correct.
And that seems to have crossed the line.
I'm sorry. I have a question. Are either of you artists?
I make cakes at home.
That's not art. Sir?
I'm a meat man.
Okay. Now, I can understand being startled someone put hands on your children, okay? But I am an artist, and...
Drop this theater talk.
Baby.
No! Our fat boy is sad. You made our fat boy sad when he comes home sobbing he don't want to eat.
I made your fat boy vulnerable for the first time in his life.
He's fat. He's already vulnerable.
I made him weep. Do you understand that?
Baby, you haven't cried in a very long time.
All my salt's in my meat. I don't push it up my eyes.
I don't see the meat. Where's the meat?
It's in my car cooking. Ugh. Put it on the dash.
Baby, your eyes are watering.
Put it on the dash.
Did you always want to be a meat man, sir? Ugh. With a fat, fat little boy.
I always wanted to be a meat man.
Is that right? There's nothing else inside of you.
You're putting hands on my husband.
Get back! Get back! Baby? Now, my fair cousins, if we are marked to die, we are enough to do our country loss.
Oh my!
It would take a few more sessions to get it right, but we got it started.
What the fuck?
That was incredible.
And now back to the auditions as another student steps up with his own version of a scene in style of Mammoth.
Squeamin'?
This one's from Lord of the Rings, and it's kind of a... It was in the director's... Let me just...
Support you, Squeamin'.
Okay, all right. And in this, there's the spell that will bring us all back to Morador. And you can trust me. I am a wizard, and all the little hobbits can follow along. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm not even going to talk us through that one, but that was what we call... What's it when you give someone a free chance?
Mulligan?
It was a mulligan.
So am I getting a second chance to do another
Squeamin',
piece?
No, you're not going to be in the show.
Well, then what part is the mulligan?
Oh. Pardon me?
I thought it was a mulligan.
The mulligan is... I don't really know. I thought it's what people said when they did something... Just for the hell of it, but it doesn't mean anything. You make people uncomfortable when they look at you. And those people on stage need to make people feel safe.
There's got to be a role for somebody that makes people feel uncomfortable.
Juliana, how many roles are available in this play? Because if you're not casting me and Squeamin', then there's
You raise a good point. I may have to, unfortunately, though I dread it, step in to the production myself again.
Again?
This is not what I wanted to do. This is not how I wanted it to go, but you know what I'm working with.
We now take you backstage after the first performance that the drama teacher, in fact, did participate in.
Oh, my God. I'm amazing.
Enters David Mamet, who happened to be in the audience, to see his play performed by this high school.
Great job, Juliana.
You were so good.
Oh, stop.
Great job, Juliana. I hope that curtain pull was okay.
It was great. I had fun up there.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
I don't know if you know who I am.
I have two guesses.
Okay.
Are you from the newspaper?
No, not from the newspaper.
Oh, that was actually my only guess. I'm Juliana. Hello.
I think you're Squeamin's dad.
Oh, are you Squeamin's father?
It's not my dad.
Who is Squeamin? What kind of name is that?
It's me. I've been working back here in tech. That's not my father.
Squeamin, go back in the box.
Okay.
I'm David Mann.
Oh, sir.
When I heard that a high school was putting on a production of my new play.
Yes.
Which has not yet been produced, I was...
I found a draft and I took a liberty.
How did you find a draft? Needless to say, I was curious.
Trash.
Trash?
Sometimes late at night, I take walks and I don't know where they'll lead me, but they often lead me to the dumpster. And one particular evening, I found a draft and I saw your name and I took it and I brought it to the school because I don't know what your life is like, but for me, no one ever notices me. No one ever gives me my worst, and I thought maybe if I could put this up, if I could pull this off, maybe my luck would change. What did you think, Dave?
Look, I thought you were magnetic, to be honest. Oh, my God. To see two 15-year-old boys and one 40-ish woman.
Okay. Point taken. I need to moisturize. Mm-hmm.
There was no acting up there. It was just real. Uncomfortably real.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the only way I want my productions done from now on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. What does that mean for me? I need to know what that means for me.
What that means is you're going to stay right here at this high school.
Oh.
You're going to stay right here.
Oh, no.
Nope. You're doing good work here. Oh. You're doing good work here. During intermission, I wrote up another play.
If you could just talk to the principal and let him know you saw something special.
I don't want to get involved. I don't want to. Look.
This one's thick.
Yeah. I'm very, very prolific, very fast writer. There's also a lot of pauses and a lot of really short lines.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I saw you make your way back here. Hello.
May I touch you again?
Yes, Mr. Mammoth, I'm a meat man, and I have found the joy of acting again.
He's quite good.
You're in the play. Just the way that interaction we just had, though, it was so real.
Do you think we could go to Broadway?
Hey, Squeamin. Squeamin, yes. I just wanted to say that I thought you did a really good job today. And
oh, thank you.
If you don't have a date to the dance, maybe you'd want to go with me?
I mean, absolutely. I've always wanted to go to the dance. It would be great. Here's the thing. Like, I don't. Okay.
All right, I gotta get going.
No, wait. Come here.
Get that kid out of my sight.
Wait, Mr. Mammoth.
Put him back in the box.
Wait, he looks slimy, doesn't he?
Get out of here.
Slimy looking.
Wait.
Get out of here.
Wait. All right, I'll go then.
Thank you.
It's just that I always make people feel uncomfortable.
Get out of here.
Right. We're not going.
Can we go to the dance?
No.
Okay.
Good decision.
Thank you. Mr. Mehmet?
Mehmet, please.
She pronounces it Mehmet.
Do you?
I do.
Then we'll go with that.
Thank you, David.
Mr. Mehmet, do you have a date to the dance this year?
This year I don't.
Do you think maybe you'd want to go with a 12-year-old girl who's really into poetry and really into school?
Aww.
I don't see why not.
I hate to interject. I see a few reasons why not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I don't go to this high school. I'm still in middle school.
Okay.
But if it's okay with the teacher, maybe I could come to the
dance. That's also not how this works.
Come on, Julian. It's for the arts.
You make a good point. Art's funny like that. You never know what's coming your way and what's going to be your ship and what's going to be your anchor.
I hope I look like you when I'm your age.
Oy.
Do I smell a brisket cooking on the hood of a car?
Yeah. I got a whole bunch out there. Got a short rib in the trunk.
I'd love the brisket.
All right. Lean cut?
Yes, lean. Very lean.
Squeamin', we see you.
I gotta wrap up the cords.
Do it when we're gone.
Okay, but.
And wear gloves.
For cords?
I'm sorry to come bursting back here, but the audience is screaming for you. They want more. They want an encore.
Oh. Should I wing it?
Do it. Do it. Do my new play now. It's 4 hours long. Do it as an encore.
Oh. What a thrill. What a thrill. Cats. Walking again.
What's going on?
So early.
She's reading something from her hands.
And yet. So late.
Sounds like the start of a play. Yeah, I think she's doing a play.
My shop won't open for 3 hours yet. And here I am.
Don't tell, man. What are you doing?
When does our kid get to be back in the
pacing, life? pacing.
This is an early draft.
If only I was paid by the step instead of the cake.
Spotlight.
Cakes were my mother's trade. My father.
We spent $15 supporting.
He had a darker situation, so I went with cakes. Cakes were the alternative to. Pacing. 3 hours till the shop opens.
This is worse than Speed the Plow.
All right, first applause break. Let's go.
I know I'm going to love again soon.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Excuse me.
Squeamin',
He ended up as a cast member at Disneyland. We now take you to Disneyland backstage. It's the Christmas holidays. Present are cast members, the famous Disney characters, of course, and the few of their handlers, as well as a couple of cart workers, attraction attendants, and a repair person.
Got any hands?
I brought gifts.
Who's got a cigarette?
You can't smoke in here. I'm sorry, you gotta put that out. This is a break room.
It's Are we one. Doing the gift exchange, gosh. Or was gosh. That a prank email?
Gosh. Hey, it sure is busy out there.
I was just rehearsing that
You're
line.
With us, man. Let it go.
Turn it off, man.
Yeah, leave the characters outside. I gotta clean it here.
I'm just saying, with that sitcom shooting here, it's so busy today.
Yeah, Hell You Say is super popular. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
There are 11 seasons.
Turkey again.
Can you imagine Jesus that kind of money? I brought everyone a gift because of the email. I am starting to realize it was another elaborate prank. But I'm going to give you the gifts anyway.
No, we'll get you one next year.
Yeah, no,
yeah, next year.
Okay, I believe you. I spent the limit, which was $70 a person.
Okay, give the gifts.
Oh, Squeamin', this is for you for obvious reasons.
Oh, thank you.
Another mirror. Wow.
It's a mirror.
It is.
It's like a small circus mirror. It makes me look fat. Wow.
That's a good mirror. That's like a $70 mirror.
Oh, that's great.
Merry Christmas.
I don't
Squeamin'. Okay. That's what you'd look like if you were fat.
Thanks. That's great.
Keep you humble.
Chark, give the gifts out.
Here's yours. Don't shake it.
Great. It's salt. Great. Thank you.
It's $70 worth of Himalayan sea salt.
Great.
That's a lot of sea salt. You said you liked salty things.
I love salt.
Darn.
Well, thanks, Chark.
It's not a problem. You don't have to do that with me.
Oh, what a nice gift.
Just be yourself.
It's $70.
What the fuck? Give him cash.
He deserves it.
$70 cash. Thanks.
He's practical.
Thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, free balloons. These didn't sell, so take them while they're hot, dude. Take the balloons.
No thanks.
No, but we get to keep these because we didn't sell them.
You didn't sell them.
Yeah, and we don't need them. There's no reason for me to get. I don't want any balloons.
It's a $13 balloons. They have a Mickey in the balloon.
Hey, kid, you got a cigarette?
We can't smoke back here.
All right.
Guys, free balloons.
Yeah, if you can't sell those balloons, I mean, I don't know what to say.
Hunter.
That reflects poorly on you and the House of Mouse.
Wait, am I supposed to be pushing these specifically?
Hunter. Yes.
That's your job, Hunter.
But I thought I was just supposed to stand there, and they're going to come up to me and buy them.
No.
Let's run through this. Hey, kid, how much are balloons?
You want one?
Oh, boy.
No. Hunter,
what's going on?
Hunter.
What's going on?
I asked a question. How much are the balloons?
You want one?
First you compliment, then you quote, and then you seal.
Okay. Let me try that again.
Sure. Hey, kid, how much are balloons?
You're nice.
Sure.
12?
I'm not 12, no.
Come. That was something.
You got to be very clear. It's only X amount of dollars, and then you seal the
Will
deal.
You do one for me?
Sure. Well, give me the balloons.
Well, okay.
Hey, kid, how much are balloons?
Hello, beautiful. Look at your eyes. Well, you're the luckiest person that some guy in the sky put those in your skull.
Compliment.
Ain't you sweet?
They're $13.50.
Quote.
Cash
such
charge.
A deal. A cash.
And I'll take that, and that's what we call seals. Let
seal.
Me tie it
C-Q-S.
On your
C-Q-S.
Wow.
Now
the
let's
easiest
try.
Mnemonic to remember.
Hey, kid, how much are balloons?
Mine.
What the...
Hunter,
what
compliment? I was going to compliment.
You said mine.
You want to sell popcorn? Is that what you want? You want to go to the popcorn cart?
No.
That's what's happening. That's your future.
No, I don't.
Nobody ever leaves a popcorn cart.
Nobody comes back from corn.
Look, the reason why I even got the balloon gig is because my uncle was a Golden cast member.
That's right.
And so I got to, you know, go to this gig. It's cushy. It's nice. I like it. I'll do better.
Okay.
It's not cushy if you're doing it right.
Maybe you'd be good as a cast member, put you in a costume, one of them big heads, you know, like Goofy over there. Let's try What's that weirdo from the monster cartoon, the big guy with the fur? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Monster Inc. was the name of the thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the big furry shag carpet guy.
Sweetums?
That's it. That's the one. All right, so let's say you're that guy, and you walk around. You don't have to speak. You don't have to sell. You just walk around in the big fur outfit. How would you do that?
I'd go,
No.
You don't talk when you don't talk when you're in there.
No, I know. I'm going to say. I'm going to not talk right now.
Okay. So let's see you walk around in the outfit.
Okay.
You're dancing. Why are you dancing?
He wouldn't move like that. That character was. He was big, grounded. Bulky. He was
very heavy.
Yeah. In theater school, I was taught to not walk, but
he's not a tree.
Jeez. What's he doing?
He's a big monster.
My uncle was a golden cast member.
That's right.
And he died, and you inherited his.
He was Donald for 50 years. He walked around in the.
He
Donald
was a
outfit.
Good man and a great lover.
You want to do Donald? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I wanted.
He could never do Donald.
Yes, I can. It's in my blood. You give me one shot.
I don't know. Give it to me. Vote.
Where's the outfit?
Screaming.
Tell you what, in the real world, you're gonna get yourself. You've just earned yourself one mulligan. Okay, go for it. Take a mulligan right now, buddy.
Does that mean I go again?
Listen, in theater, mulligan means you got one shot. I went to theater high school.
Me too.
That's right. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So give us your best mulligan.
Okay, everybody. I now present to you Donald Tuck.
Remember, you don't talk.
Wait.
You don't?
Yeah, the cast members, they don't talk. Just walk around the outfit.
I just talk backstage to get into character. That's and then I worship.
It's the only reason we even put up with that crap, because they don't let him talk out there.
Donald, my uncle never spoke?
No, he never. 50 years.
Not unless he was making love.
Here in the break room, he talked his head off. Couldn't shut him up.
But he would regale us with stories about monologues he'd do, impromptu monologues in the park.
Let me play your recording, the last thing he said to us back here. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Killed me every fucking time, that guy. Yeah.
That was a sneeze, right? That was a sneeze?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Let's start there.
Oh, cool.
What the fuck?
What?
That's just say haiku?
That's disrespect. You know what? Popcorn duty.
You don't have that authority.
No, I do not.
Not the corn cart.
You know, there's a rare thing here at the park. If enough of us get together, we can popcorn a regular guy. We can only do it twice in our tenure here, and we've done it once before. I think we're getting ready to corn card you, buddy.
Okay, listen, I think we got off on the wrong foot. I didn't sell the balloons. I didn't do a good job as the monster. I failed as Donald.
Yep.
But it's in my blood, I tell you.
You got 3 mulligans already.
I don't know.
You know, maybe you could do the drawings, you know, the people walk by.
Yeah.
And
I can't draw.
All right, draw any one of us. Go ahead.
Well, I'll try.
You just exaggerate one feature. You know, that's if my ears are a little big, make them really big.
Okay.
That's the secret.
Oh, holy
he's
crap.
He's fast.
Wow, that's great.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like a Picasso a little bit.
Oh, man, you drew his genitalia. You drew his penis. Like, that's disgusting.
You said one feature.
We can't see that.
I could see the outline of his
penis. Oh, my
penis.
God, man.
Like, I do have a slightly big dick.
How did he know?
It's like a tripod.
I could see it. You know what? You know what?
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 What is it, kid?
Maybe I'll go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay.
Or I don't know, Six Flags Magic Mountain?
Failing.
Huh? What would you think of that?
It won't affect us at all.
I disagree. Because when I'm the best Snoopy that park has ever seen, or the best Batman that park has ever seen, I'm going to get all the glory. And I'm going to come back here one day, and I'm going to show you all. I'm gonna show you.
Taking out of Knott's Berry Farm, where he's in fact dressed as Batman, addressing the troops backstage at Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay. I am the man behind the bat.
I don't know how you got that outfit and what you're doing back here, but we don't have the rights to have you back on our park.
No, you do not.
I am
the man of the Black Knight.
Give me that hat.
I am the wizard who flies above the sky.
Get out of here,
wizard.
Man.
The character's not a wizard.
Can we get security over here? Like, we can't have people.
Oh, sorry, that's me. I forgot.
Get him out of here.
I'm going to cuff you.
You can't touch me.
Wow.
You can't touch me. Oh,
that's pretty good.
I am the man whose masks is the ears of the night.
Say again?
I'm the one who flies.
This might not be a costume.
I am the man who protects and who protests. Okay. I am the bat.
Yeah, it really doesn't sound like
No.
He's got like a whispery voice.
Or the deep. Yeah.
No, right. That's good.
I am
that's
a bat.
Oh, wow.
You like that?
Yeah.
Ron, why haven't you been doing that?
I don't know. I just sell jelly for a living.
Well, Ron, you found a new thing.
I am the bat.
Do it again, Ron.
Yeah. I am the bat.
I am the bat.
I like that.
Say, I love you, Tina, you dirty little freak.
I love you, Tina. You dirty little freak.
I love you, Tina, dirty little freak.
No, see, that doesn't sound like
that
anything.
Doesn't work. Stop. No, I hear it Salting. Now. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be the voice of reason, but we're at Knott's Berry Farm. You're not allowed to wear that in the park. Yeah, man. That's...
You can't tell the man behind the bat who he is.
What? Well, as...
Go for it.
You'll all see. When I go to the State Farm... And I make a big splash
State Farm
there.
Insurance?
No. Go there. I mean, the county farm.
The county farm. Can we get county security?
Can we get this crazy guy?
But please take that costume off of him before you escort him out of the park.
Take you now to the corporate retreat of State Farm Insurance.
All right, everyone, just give him a round of applause. That was really good on the log hurdling. Very, very good.
Thanks, guys.
Did somebody call for assistance?
Oh!
Don't mind the blood coming from my mouth. It's my own.
What's happening?
I bit my tongue as I jumped off the stage.
Let my daughter go.
Oh, my God.
Let my daughter go.
I haven't seen this much blood since my last Easter dinner.
What's your name, little girl?
Alicia.
Okay, Alicia. Can you tell these nice people that you are being held by the man who's the bat?
Being held by the man who's the bat.
That's right, everybody. I am here to protest.
What?
To protect.
He doesn't sound like Batman at all.
Not at
Let
all.
Let me go.
Let her go.
You'll all be very, very sad when you find out that I'm doing great, great things.
Listen to me, you son of a bitch. Do listen to me right now.
That's my daughter that's in your hands.
Is that a stick or a gun?
That's both. I put a stick inside the barrel of this gun. I don't know what's going to happen when I pull that trigger. I'm the man who's the bat.
Oh, are ya?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a man who's a dad.
Dad?
Alicia?
Yeah?
Close your eyes.
Alicia,
open your ears.
Close your eyes.
Don't let you listen
open
to me.
Your ears.
Wait, do I listen?
Listen to me, baby. Listen to me right now.
Are you calling me, baby?
Tuck your knees into your chest. Good, 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 good. Listen to me right now.
She's mine.
Hush, little baby. Hush, little baby. Don't say a word. He's going to buy you a mockingbird.
I'm the man who's the bat.
Well, according to my actuarial tables, this is a very dangerous situation.
Listen to me, Batman. Listen to me.
Shoot the stick. Shoot the stick,
Alicia.
Dad.
Alicia.
Shoot the stick.
I love you so much.
How good is your aim? How good is your aim?
Subpar.
Look, I'm moving her in front of my head.
Stop.
I'm moving her in front of my
head. I'm not that good at aiming. I'm not that good at aiming.
Catch.
Take her back.
No, Dad.
I don't want her.
Please, Dad, don't throw me. Don't throw me.
Get her back. Oh, I dropped her.
Oh, leave her.
Oh.
I told you all.
Well, he can fly.
He can fly.
That man can fly. Holy shit.
Alicia.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Alicia, you okay?
What, please. Dad? You just threw me at a Batman 2 times.
Well, Alicia, it was in the moment. Did you want me to shoot the stick?
Yeah.
What would have happened?
You could.
Oh, he's back.
God.
One quick question before I leave.
He already did.
Can we ask one too?
Oh, you there's first. A rope. He's swinging from a rope.
Never mind. Never mind. Go with your question.
Who is the man who flies behind the darkness?
Shaft.
Batman.
Yeah, certainly not the guy that came in on the rope.
Who is the man?
This one's Shaft.
Before you've asked two questions. You've asked two questions.
Just all get right. on your rope and get out of here.
One last question.
Fine.
Will you
is
see?
Is it a jumble?
Yes.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, you see Will?
I didn't
it does
get
look
that.
Real with the rope, though.
Again, we'll see you see again, Will. But that's not a jumble.
That was a haiku.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Alchemy This. Write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Send your suggested scenes, scenarios, themes, if you will, and the alchemists will make the magic. As always, we go around the table to wrap things up. Craig,
Where can folks catch you?
At Kakowski on Twitter, at Craigslist PCast for my podcast, Craigslist.
Craigslist. Joey?
Jebby Grieber on Instagram. That's pretty much all I'm
How are we spelling that, big boy?
J-E-B-B-Y-G-R-E-B-B-E-R.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was either.
I think there's Grabber. Two E's.
Yeah, two E's, yeah, one two B. E's. Yeah.
But that's the name of the theater, please?
Dynasty Typewriter.
And the website?
DynastyTypewriter.com.
That's where the calendar is. You see all the events.
That's right. My Twitter's just Vanessa Ragland.
Correct.
The real James Heaney on YouTube.
On the tube, as the kids call it. Chris, bring us home.
If you can't get enough of pictures of improv scenes on an Instagram, check out at Chris Alvarado, where you'll see me on stage a bunch.
Yes.
Thanks again, as always, to our man with the plan and the sounds of magic. Raphael Britko. Not even close. But I do have at decideproject.com. Go there. Look it up.
Decide Project.
Decide. Like to decide.
Oh.
At Decide Project. Yeah. Not The Side Project.
Right, right. Right.
Decide Project.
I think that was it.
Our engineer with the year. Until next time. This has been Alchemy Then.